First of all, I want to thank Father Thomas and Deacon John and these wonderful acolytes and the amazing chanters who did a lot of work today, and the parish council who ushered and greeted so beautifully. But most of all, I really wanted to thank you all, and I was standing right here and had a really good view as you came and so piously venerated Christ crucified on the cross. It was very, very inspiring to me, and I just wanted to share that with you. Last year, we did Holy Thursday to a camera, and we had nobody in the church. And I can't tell you the world, the difference it makes to feel your faith and the grace that you bring to this service and the love that you bring to God and the energy that comes with that. There is such a power in gathering as the body of Christ to put our faith into action. There's like a multiplier effect that takes place, and I'm sure that you experience yourself. There's a huge difference for you watching at home last year versus being here present tonight and every other night of Holy Week. And I just thank you for your inspiration, for your faith, for your love, and for the piety that you showed. As I said, we really get to see just how much God loves us and what he is willing to endure in terms of creating the world out of love and then being rejected by the same world and being subject to the spitting, the scourging, the beating, the mocking, and all that goes with what we read in those 12 beautiful Gospels. So let me just remind you that tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, we have the royal hours, then the decorating of the tomb after that, along with a Holy Friday youth retreat, and then at 1:30, we have the Vespers of the taking down of Christ from the cross, and then at 7 o'clock, both in the church and in the gym, we will have lamentation services, not live streamed in the gym, but live. And we will synchronize, God willing, these two services so that we go out together tomorrow night in one procession with one tomb, and we pass back under that tomb to come in to our respective venues and then finish the beautiful lamentation service. So that's tomorrow's schedule. Have a good night of rest, and go to sleep feeling peace and very loved by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.